Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Tribes have different names, teachings, and stories for the cluster of seven stars in the winter sky known as the Pleiades. The Anishinaabe refer to it as the hole in the sky. Navajos use their word for sparkling to describe it. And Senecas say it is the seven dancers. Michael Wasegijig Price is an Anishinaabe culture and language keeper from the Wikwemekong First Nation. He says the collection of stars is part of his tribe's creation story.
Our ancient ancestors came down from the star world, and as they approached the earth, Aki, they came through this opening in the sky called a Bugonegijik, a hole in the sky. And then they climbed down this gigantic cedar tree from that hole in the sky down to the earth. So this hole in the sky represents where our ancestors came from. And Gijik, this is a very interesting word. Gijik means sky, and it also means cedar tree. So that celestial cedar tree that our ancient ancestors climbed down was that which connects the earth to the star world. And that's why today Gijik, or cedar trees, are very sacred and are very important to our culture as Anishinaabe people.
Price acknowledges the stars have multiple names and stories that differ across communities. They also hold deep meaning for Jamie Jacobs and his tribe. He is the managing curator for the Rock Foundation Collections at the Rochester Museum and Science Center. He is Tonawanda Seneca. Jacobs talks about how the appearance of the stars helps track winter activities among his people.
The story is that there were seven dancers, or seven boys, and there was one who was leading them. The one leading them said he wanted to go on a journey to go and look for his father. So he asked his mother to prepare a meal for the day that they were leaving. The day came, and he started singing for the seven boys. And his mother heard the song that she recognized wasn't supposed to be sung just any time of the year. But when she ran outside, the boys, including the head boy, were starting to rise in the sky. So he kept telling them not to look down, and he kept singing, and they just kept dancing, and they rose higher and higher. And at one point, he couldn't hear his mother's voice anymore because she was pleading with him to stop singing. But it got so high to the point where they were directly overhead, and he couldn't hear his mother pleading to them anymore. So he looked down. So he went against his own instructions, and when he did that, he fell back to the earth. And when he hit the earth, there was a hole there. So his mother ran to the hole, and pretty soon there was a pine tree that sprouted up.
Jacob says his ancestors used the stars to mark hunting seasons and certain ceremonies. Cal Nez is a Navajo spiritualist, fine artist, and graphic designer. He says Navajos also look to the appearance of the star cluster to keep track of time and winter months. But he says it holds significance far beyond just a mark in the calendar.
In the Navajo way, we call them Yeh, a very complicated ancient word that suggests this is the offering. And I think the offering that we're talking about here is that, again, the reminder. These are star clusters. You can't talk Pleiades alone without addressing all the other stars. This ideology, this philosophy, this traditional concept could be applicable to the world, especially at this time of uncertainty. They're going to be constant no matter what's happening here on Earth. Yeah, is a cluster of stars, and I would equate that in the Navajo tradition as a gauge of time. It was the original ancient clock that dictated seasons, that dictated the time of ceremony, and the first people, the first deities that created everything, the original blueprint of humanity, of our Earth, of our constellation, of our universe, of our galaxy.
Nez says, like many indigenous cultures, the stars serve as a guide, helping indigenous communities track time, ceremonies, and their connections to the universe. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.